We're talking with our State Secretary of Agriculture, Jim Reese. Jim, just finished this little public hearing up on feral swine rule. Full room, but just a very, very few public comments.
Well, it was more peaceful than the last one, and we appreciate that. We think that we took everyone's comments from the previous meetings and then outside comments. We talked to ag groups. We had several meetings of interested parties and tried to come up with a plan that actually probably does a better job of monitoring particularly transportation of feral hogs. And I mean, that's probably the biggest concern, is the fact that too many hogs are traveling by trailer and not by legs.
Know that some very positive comments about the idea of trying to start a free zone, and you're going to start obviously in northwestern Oklahoma if the rule's approved. How successful can this be?
Well, you know, we picked an area that currently doesn't have any facilities, any hog hunting facilities in it, so there's not any of those that we have to eliminate. We picked an area that there aren't very many hogs. There aren't, you know, it's an agricultural area where there's not a whole lot of ravines and water. So, so we're setting a stage of an area that is currently maybe not hog-free, but pretty darn close. And we're going to say that this is where we're starting. We're going to create this feral hog-free zone. And we really think it's pretty innovative and pretty proud of the idea, and hope that we eventually, the goal is to have the whole entire state hog-free.
And I guess this is a good place to kind of experiment a little bit.
Well, it's, if you've got an area, we know we had some hogs transported into the Cimarron County or Texas County about a year and a half ago. And we know when we went and surveilled the place that we eliminated all the hogs that were there. So, it's pretty flat. It's pretty easy to monitor. And so it's easier to keep feral hog free. And so that's where we're starting. It wasn't my idea, but it's where the biologist said that's the fewest number of hogs. That's the place you ought to start. It has a little, there's one North Canadian that comes from Woodward, right by Woodward. There's probably feral hogs there, but we've got rules to eliminate them, get them out of there, and try to keep that area free.
I know the other thing, and you mentioned it, the transportation is the other, big feature of this rule.
The big feature is that if you're going to be transporting them, you have a license. You tell us when you pick them up, and you tell us where you're dropping them off, and you have 24 hours to do it. I mean, that's currently we don't have a way to monitor transportation, and so that's the goal of this, is to have an electronically, hopefully, and eventually it'll be a GPS thing that's here. I caught them here, and I'm going to deliver them there, and they get a permit number, and they're good.